Good day. I'm Peter Gay Hodges with JIS Midday News for Thursday, October 19. Coming up, Denham Town Zoso remains incident-free. National Heroes Absolution Bill passed in Parliament, and new building bill will address water harvesting. The news in detail after the break.
Do you know someone who died without making a will? Did that person leave assets and children under 18 years old? If so, report the death to the Administrator General's Department, which is responsible for protecting the interests of minors, beneficiaries, and creditors. In making the report, you must submit a form of particulars, an original death certificate, beneficiaries' birth certificates, and proof of assets. You can visit the Administrator General's Department in Kingston at 12 Ocean Boulevard or Montego Bay at 42B Union Street. Visit our website at agd.gov.jm. Our numbers are 922-1830-3. That's the Administrator General's Department, securing your legacy.
Now the news. Civil Military Corporation Officer, Jamaica Defense Force, Major Basil Jarrett, says the implementation of the Denham Town Zone of Special Operations has remained incident-free. Major Jarrett says despite the inconvenience of the curfew, residents have been welcoming of the joint forces.
Soldiers are still maintaining that heavy presence in the community. The curfew order is still in effect. At 7 p.m. every evening, persons are required to return to their homes. We have not had any significant pushback. By and large, the response has been welcoming.
Major Jarrett says the security forces expect residents to remain cooperative as operations progress. Meanwhile, head of the Constabulary Communications Unit with the Jamaica Constabulary Force, Superintendent Stephanie Lindsay, says the joint forces have so far done interior operations in the Denham Town Special Zone, including raids and spot checks. Superintendent Lindsay says a list of wanted persons will be circulated throughout the community and its environs to aid the police with arrests.
So in a short order, we will be putting those persons who are out and only if they wanted in the sense that warrants have been issued for their arrest in connection with major crimes.
Superintendent Lindsay is reminding the public to call 311 or visit the nearest police station to make a report if they have information that can assist the police in their investigations. Jamaica is a step closer to absolving several of the country's national heroes of criminal liability for their role in various uprisings in the quest for freedom and justice. This follows passage of the National Heroes and Other Freedom Fighters Absolution from Criminal Liability in Respect of Specified Events Act 2017 in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. In his contribution to the debate, Prime Minister Andrew Holness stressed that the bill is a profound piece of legislation that will serve to correct the wrongs of that era.
In absolving our heroes, we are now saying those laws which oppressed us were wrong. By the same faith, we are saying our heroes that stood up for us and fought for us, they were right.
The legislation, set to go to the upper house for approval, will absolve Sam Sharp, George William Gordon, Paul Bogle, and Marcus Mosiah Garvey, as well as their supporters, sympathizers, and participants by association and other freedom fighters of criminal liability arising from their participation in acts of liberation and moral justification. And Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie is assuring that the New Building Act will make provisions for water harvesting. Mr. McKenzie was responding to concerns raised by opposition spokesperson on local government Noel Arscott during the debate on the Building Act in the House of Representatives Tuesday.
Already in most local authorities across the country, a part of their approval process is for the construction of major water storage facility that can be used for irrigation purposes, etc. So, member, there is already in motion, and the bill also speaks to that.
Section 61 of the Act states that the minister may make regulations for water harvesting, including requiring provision to be made in buildings and building work for the storage of rainwater runoff. Debate on the bill will continue at the next sitting of the House of Representatives. That was JIS News. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.